It's now time for our Valley Falls locker room chat as we get set for week four of high school football tomorrow night, presented by the Elevator and Heinen Repair. Brandon Tamman, we're joined now by the Dragons football coach, that is Wyatt Hofstra, here for a few minutes. We appreciate the time each week. And coach, won't spend too much time on the game last week against ACCHS, but the Tigers able to get the win 43-8. Just a few notes and takeaways from that game last week.
Well, we played a great first half. I thought all assets of the game in the first half looked probably the best we've played. It was 12-8 clear in the mid-third quarter, and then it looked like we got tired or a hump or something halftime, momentum went away or something. I don't know, but that's what we've been working on this week. I thought, though, offensively we moved the ball pretty well, did a couple of different things and with some new people. Defense was looking good, like I said, in the first half. And special teams, I thought we punted pretty well, kicked off good, played kick return well. Like I said, all facets, I thought, looked great in the first half, and then the second half, we got to figure some things out.
What have you learned about your team through the first few weeks of the season? You've seen some good teams, obviously against Horton in week one, and then a bounce-back Oskaloosa team in week number two, and then a Tigers team that can really run the football, but you see how your team's performed here through the first few weeks. I mean, what's a few keys and notes that you've learned about your team here?
Well, kind of like I mentioned before, we're definitely a first-half team right now, and then finding out what we can do at halftime and in the second half to help our battle of attrition and nutrition and injury prevention, and to keep coming out and firing in the second half and continue doing in the second half what we do in the first half, because what we're doing in the first half, so all three of our games I've been proud of, and it's been good film and good things to learn from and grow on. But then, like I said, just carrying that over into the second half each game and finishing out games.
Is it something in regards to maybe the opposition making proper adjustments, you know, at the halftime break? What do you see as maybe a key factor in maybe how it's played out between the first half and the second half in these first few games?
Really, on film, it looks like our effort. I mean, the second half for the other teams, the opponents we played, they come out, you know, and make their adjustments at halftime. But, you know, that also being said, we've made our adjustments at halftime and came out and continue doing, you know, what was working in the first half. But then we, like I said, lose the battle of attrition and effort. So that's our focus now for going into the districts, is to fire on all cylinders and carry through the first quarter into the third.
And
first and second quarter in the third and fourth quarter.
Yeah, and district play, it does start tomorrow night. And for Valley Falls, they go on the road to Onega. We'll talk about that matchup after a timeout here on KNZA. We continue our Valley Falls locker room chats presented by the Elevator and Heinen Repair. We got Wyatt Hofstra, Dragons football coach, on the line. A few more minutes as we get set for week four tomorrow night. The district opener, Class 1A, district number three. Coach, you go on the road to take on a Twin Valley League opponent in the Onega Buffaloes. What can you tell us about your week four opponent?
Well, they got several good athletes. They got a big kid runs the ball in the backfield. Their line's pretty tough. They like doing some different things with their linemen. Then also spreading the ball out, but they like keeping it in the quarterback's hands, and he's a great athlete. Should be good if we play sound defensive assignments. We should do okay.
Yeah, and the run game, I think, is where Onega wants to kind of keep their focus on. Do you kind of see it as a game similar to the one against maybe Oskaloosa? I mean, really the first three opponents you've seen, Horton, Oski, and ACCHS, they seem like they tend to want to run the football more, and that seems to be the case against the Buffaloes. So it seems, you know, at least through the first month, you're seeing a similar style with your opponents.
Yeah, I joke with my defensive coach that we're probably leading in tops of the state in pass defense, but it's only because there's been only a few pass plays against us in the first 3 weeks, just playing running teams. But yeah, very similar. Everybody wanted to run the ball, all three teams we face, and then Onega as well. And I mean, the teams that play us want to run the ball until we can stop it. So until we prove they can stop it, they're probably going to keep running it.
All right, let's talk a few keys. What's it going to take to go on the road, get a win, to start district playoff on the right foot?
Big one's going to be playing the second half like we played the first half, coming out with energy of halftime. You know, we all three have been close games. So, I, expect this fourth one to be a close game and a half as well, and then continue bringing the energy and the fight that we have in the first half to the second half, then also playing assignment sound defense and carrying through our assignments throughout the entire game, and just being conditioned and putting in the work.
There it is. Valley Falls football coach Wyatt Hofstra, a few minutes each and every week, presented by the Elevator and Heinen Repair. District play gets going tomorrow night. District number 3 for Class 1A, the Dragons on the road against the Onega Buffaloes. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck tomorrow night.
Thank you. Go Dragons.